Listen to me. I'm only going to say this once. Under no circumstance are you allowed to take off your blindfold. Do you understand? You must listen as closely as you can. If you hear something in the woods, you tell me. If you hear something in the water, you tell me. But you never, ever take off your blindfold. Do you understand?
Bird Box, the post-apocalyptic thriller starring Sandra Bullock, was a recent surprise hit for Netflix with more than 45 million subscribers viewing it. Of course, in the social media age we live in, when a pop culture trend hits, it often leads to online copycats or memes, many of which are merely misguided while others can become downright dangerous. The Bird Box challenge, in which people are blindfolding themselves and performing everyday tasks such as driving, is among the most dangerous copycat trends. I asked three students of the CNA music program how they felt about such trends today.
You know, I guess it would be fun if you're doing it with your friends in your own home, doing like silly little everyday things. But because people are driving and like, you know, putting people at risk, it's not very funny. That's really dumb.
I think it's pretty stupid that everything had to be turned into a challenge these days.
Literally any idea that's put into a movie, people are just like, oh yeah, let's do this. Yeah.
Shortly after the movie's debut, users began posting videos of themselves blindfolded and performing stunts such as go-karting around their house and trying to take a bath. On January 2nd, Netflix issued a statement urging its subscribers not to engage in the challenge. I asked the three students their thoughts on this.
Like, it's good on their part, but I think it's unnecessary because people shouldn't be that stupid.
I mean, that's a good idea. People are obviously doing it for attention. It would be more important if Facebook stopped it too, because Facebook is like where, like, I've seen all of them.
Because, well, I mean, if people are watching it, then it's just gonna increase.
Yeah.
So while Netflix may be thankful for the millions of viewers their intense movie have earned, they would rather have viewers at home cover their eyes the old-fashioned way, with their hands over them during the scary parts. That way, everyone remains safe. For Kicker Radio, I'm Jason Shepherd.